Ivan may not have caused the damage many expected in the southeastern U.S., but on the Caribbean island of Grenada, which was hit by Ivan last week, it caused havoc. 90% of the homes there were damaged. Ivan blew the roofs off many of those houses. People in Grenada are trying to fend for themselves and repair their lives. 60% of the island residents are displaced and in desperate need of supplies, water, food, and roofing materials. Joining us now from Grenada is Lieutenant Talbert Benjamin with the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit. Lieutenant Benjamin, tell us what's going on there now. What are things like?
Presently, members of the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit are trying to coordinate the intake of relief supplies. We have an influx of supplies coming from all around the world, from the United States, from countries in Europe, from major agencies such as PAHO, the International Committee of the Red Cross, and World Health Organization. And we're presently helping to coordinate that program of bringing in the relief supplies. What is happening here, a lot of people they're still suffering from the shock of the actual hurricane and are trying to get their lives together, basically.
How many people would you say are homeless?
Roughly, I would estimate this thing has displaced around 60% of the population. That's a rough estimate. There are no figures presently to confirm those.
But in terms of numbers, what do you think?
In terms of numbers, based on a population estimate of about 90,000 people, I'd say about between 20,000 and 30,000 people have been directly affected or have lost homes completely.
And where are they going? Where do they spend the night?
Well, you have a lot of families coming together, families hosting others in their homes. You have a number of shelters that are still functioning, and there are a number of hotels that sustained minimum damage, and so you have a lot of people moving into these facilities for shelter.
Are you getting enough help?
Well, the influx of supplies, it's very fluid, and it's coming in. So what we have, the relief supplies that we're getting here, it's sufficient. It's sufficient for daily use. However, this will require a more long-term solution rather than an immediate. But the supplies that are coming presently are meeting the immediate needs of the affected people.
I would imagine the long-term challenge for you is simply money, just to get enough money to buy things.
The long-term challenge will be a case of reconstruction. And as you said, money will be necessary for that reconstruction.
Are people discouraged about having been hit by this? What do you think, people are going to go back to their homes?
Well, most people in the region, it's a regular occurrence, and most people in the region expect these things. Discouraged may not be the best word to describe what is actually taking place or how do people feel about this. You know, a lot of people are in shock as to exactly what has happened, but discouraged may not be the best word to use to describe the feeling of the people at this time.
And will they be, a lot of people be rebuilding their own homes with help?
Well, a lot of assistance is coming in from the member countries of CARICOM, right? And as I said earlier, a lot of assistance is also coming from the international community. So it is a joint effort, and I will imagine it will be a joint effort to complete this process.
And what has it been like for you and your group, Lieutenant Benjamin, since the hurricane hit? Have you gotten any rest?
Rest has been minimal, but this is something that we have trained for, and we are trying to help other Caribbean people. So the issue of rest is not as significant, right? As the material come and as the relief supplies come, we basically stayed in the coordination of taking in these materials and supplies.
So you're trying to get that done?
We're trying to get that done as best as possible and as smooth as possible.
Lieutenant Talbert Benjamin with the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit talking with us from the island of Grenada. Thank you, Lieutenant Benjamin.
You're welcome.